Mr. Speaker, I stand before you today to offer an apology to former students of Indian residential schools. The treatment of children in Indian residential schools is a sad chapter in our history.
In 2008, Canada's historic apology to residential school survivors came with a promise. In return for not suing the government, former students who could prove abuse would be compensated. The government would prepare a summary of what was known to have happened at each school. Adjudicators would decide what each claim was worth. As with most things bureaucratic, it got reduced to a formula. Points would be awarded for different kinds of abuse. Sexual abuse would get the most points of all.